This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome back to the Patriots Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today is February 22nd right here at Gillette Stadium. We have Paul Perlow and Tom Casale giving you all the latest on the roster. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Lori. I don't know how we're going to get by a roster podcast without the illustrious leader, Andy Hart, but Andy and Eric are at the Combine, so you're stuck with Tom and I. And Tom, the deadline, the much-anticipated deadline for naming franchise players came and went yesterday, and I think somewhat surprisingly, the Patriots chose not to use it. And Randy Moss will be evidently set to become a free agent at the end of the month.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought they would use the franchise tag on him. The only thing I could think of is if they're close to a deal that's all pretty much in place and they're just working out the kinks. But if not, he's going to hit the open market. And if that's the case, I don't know if the Patriots are going to land him.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you bring up, because even though the Patriots, by most accounts here, can't re-sign him before February 29th, 1 week from today, at the start of the new league year, they can't technically re-sign him, but they are well within their rights to be negotiating right now. And there is a possibility that the Patriots and Randy Moss are working toward an agreement, and maybe they didn't feel like it was necessary to place that franchise tag on him. And it's just a formality for a week here. They'll get the job done, and they'll have that deal announced. And, you know, there's a strong possibility that's the case.
Yeah, and he's stated that he wants to stay here. And even if he were to leave, I don't think there's a lot of teams out there he wants to go to. You know, we've heard teams like Tennessee. I don't know. I know they're an up-and-coming team, but I don't think that's what Moss is looking for right now.
Vince Young might not be getting him 23 touchdown passes
right
next year.
I think, you know, he's looking to play with a quarterback like Tom Brady. So I think there's still a chance that he ends up here.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not saying that this is why, but there's a possibility that maybe the Patriots chose not to give him the tag as a show of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to do it because we know we're going to re-sign you. We want to re-sign you. We know you want to be back. Not even going to bother with that. That's, I'm going to show you a sign of faith here. And, you know, we're going to announce it next week. Maybe they have the deal already agreed to in principle.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But in terms of roster moves, there really hasn't been anything over the last week or so. However, there's been some rumblings and some news to report. The Patriots had a couple of former Miami Dolphins in for visits, most notably Zach Thomas, but also Marty Booker. Thomas was here early in the week, Tom. Obviously, a veteran linebacker with an established resume, came in, sat down, and talked. According to Adam Schefter of the NFL Network, the Patriots offered him a deal. However, he left town without one. What are your thoughts on Zach Thomas?
Yeah, I think this is a definite possibility for him. According to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, a lot of teams are interested in him. That remains to be seen. But this is kind of like the same thing with Moss. I don't think you're going to see Thomas go and play for the St. Louis Rams. There's only a few teams he's going to go to because, as he stated, he wants to just be a part of a team, part of a winning team, probably like a Junior Seau late in his career. And that's the rewards of being so successful like the Patriots. You're always at the top of that list.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit on PFW in Progress, too, on Thursday, and Thomas is really saying all the right things. He's not pigeonholing himself into one system, says he's more than comfortable playing in the 3-4, more than comfortable playing in a 4-3, doesn't have to have either one. Not looking to be the big star, the big man on campus. He's done that. Doesn't need to go to a team where they're going to cater the defense around him. What that tells me, Tom, is, number one, he's looking to play to win, and number two, he understands team football, and he's not overly enamored with the fringes of being an NFL player. He wants to win. He wants to get to a team atmosphere, and I think he's very smart for doing so.
Yeah, he has all the personal accolades and awards and stuff like that. Now he's just looking to win a Super Bowl.
Now the question is, does he have anything left?
That's the big question. I mean, he has the concussion problems. I would imagine he's going to get a thorough breakdown by all the team's doctors and everything. You just, the concussions are tough because it's not something like a broken leg where it heals and you can see it. If he takes one to the head, and we know how the type of guy Thomas is and the way he plays, that's a distinct possibility that could be it for his career. So that's the gamble you face.
I agree with you. You know, everything, and we made the comment, concussion problems isn't, that's not the same as being injury prone. That's a different kind of situation, and you can't take them lightly, especially nowadays in the NFL where these kinds of things are becoming more and more prevalent and more seriously looked at. You want to err on the side of caution with guys with head problems. Now, also, just briefly before we wrap this one up, Tom, I wanted to touch on Booker. He's a guy who's been a reasonably productive extra receiver. Patriots wouldn't be asking him to come in here and replace a Moss or Stallworth, who it also looks like is going to be parting ways with the Patriots, too, as they have to pick up that sizable roster bonus, and I don't think that's going to happen. And he has pretty much said as much that he's planning on moving on. So is Booker a guy, do you think, makes sense to maybe fill in here with some depth?
Yeah, a veteran guy. I'm sure he can pick up the system quickly. And he's one of those, the Patriots, they do a lot of the short passes. He's a guy that's very good at that, running the short to intermediate routes. He's not going to burn you deep. But he's a dependable receiver. He's got good hands. So I could definitely see him as a fit here.
All right, well, this is the last week now. Heading to next week is the end of the league year and the start of the new league year for 2008. So free agency will be upon us, and maybe we'll actually have some news to report in these roster report podcasts. And, I'm going to eliminate the Andy Hart portion of this production, Tom, and I'm not going to go through that 25-minute monologue to close out the podcast. I'm simply going to put an end to it and throw it back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again soon for another roster report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!